Thank the trio. Thanks to the trio.
Let us go to Mark chapter 14, verse 1 to 11.
今天是马可福音第十四章一到十一。
You can pick your own choice. You can read, follow me in English, or follow Sister Wang in Mandarin.
各位，你们用你们所喜欢的言语可以跟着念。
Verse 1. Now the Passover of the Feast of Unleavened Bread were only 2 days away, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some sly way to arrest Jesus and kill him.
第一节，过两天是逾越节，又是除酵节，祭司长和文士想法子怎么用诡计捉拿耶稣杀他。
Please follow me, huh? Verse 2.
跟着念。
But not during the feast, they said, or the people may riot.
只是说当节的日子不可，恐怕百姓生乱。
While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of a man known as Simon the leper, a woman came with a alabaster jar of very expensive perfume.Made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一瓶预制膏的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume?"
有几个人心中很不喜悦，说：“何用这样枉费香膏呢？”
It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor, and they rebuked her harshly.
这香膏可以卖三十多两银子，周济穷人。他们就向那女人生气。
Leave her alone, said Jesus. Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me.
耶稣说：“由他吧，为什么为难他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事。”
The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me.
因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。
She did what she could. She poured perfume on my head.Beforehand to prepare for my burial.
他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。
I tell you the truth, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her.
我实在地告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音。也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priest to betray Jesus to them.
十二个门徒之中有一个加略人犹大去见祭司长，要把耶稣交给他们。
They were delighted to hear this and promised to give him money, so he watched for an opportunity to hand him over.
他们听见就欢喜，又应许他给他银子，他就寻思如何使得便把耶稣交给他们。
Why we need to read the Bible? I mean, verse after verse.
我们为什么要一节一节的念这个圣经的经句呢
？Because our faith started from the Bible.
因为我们信心的源头就是在这本书，这个圣经。
And If we didn't start with the Bible, then our faith can go astray.
如果我们的起点不是从圣经的话，我们的路就会走偏了。
So everyone should start from the Bible.
所以我们每一个人都要从圣经开始。
You can read or even listen.
你可以读，或者甚至可以用听的。
But if our spiritual journey just stop here, then You will become audience Christian.
但是如果你只是停留在这个地步的话，你就会变成一个所谓的看戏的基督徒。
That means pretty much the same as that you watch TV or see a movie.
就好像你们各位在看一个电视节目或者看一个电影一样，你是作为一个观众而已。
Or read a novel or newspaper.
或者是读一本书，看看报纸。
But this is not the end.
但这个不是这个终点。
We need to go further from there.
我们必须要往前再迈步。
That's why I always emphasize that you need to read the Bible so we can have a base to start with.
所以我一直强调说，我们一定要从圣经开始，这样我们有一个基本的点。
But from there, the next step is through the fact and history in the Bible to relate to us.
那下一步的就是从这个圣经的事实历史，然后能够跟我们有所联系。
So when we read the Bible, the verse by verse, you need to try to remember what the Bible said exactly.
所以当你在一节一节的读圣经的时候，你必须要记着说这个圣经都讲了些什么。
Every detail in the Bible, they are fact or history.
在圣经里面每一个细节里面都是有它的事实或历史的。
And I mentioned relate to us, from the Bible to relate to us, what that mean?
所以我讲到说要跟我们有所联系，从圣经到我们中间这个联系是怎么一回事？
Because those history of fact in the Bible, there will be some link to ourselves.
因为从这个圣经里面所讲的事实跟历史，有一个线可以连到我们身上的。
All we need just keep an open mind.
我们所要持这个态度就是一个开放的心胸。
But if we just stop here,
那我们如果是到此为止呢？
Then we will become a cultural Christian.
我们就变成一个所谓的文化基督徒。
We may be very knowledgeable about what the Bible information.
那我们对圣经可以说是知识了解了很多。
We may appreciate this kind of a Christian atmosphere.
我们也许对这个基督这个理论我们觉得也很欣赏。
But we cannot stop here.
但是我们不能就此止步啊。
Relate to us means what's described in the Bible, there is something similar in our life.
所以就是把圣经跟我们联系起来，就是看看在圣经里面讲的跟我们生命中有什么 相同的或者类似的。
If any point relate to us, then the next step is we need to nourish that relationship.
如果有任何的相同点的话，我们就必须要培养这个东西。
Sometimes we notice that description in the Bible relate to us, but we don't spend time to nourish that relationship.
有时候我们明白圣经讲的跟我们生命是有关联的，但是我们不花时间来培养这个关系。
We know this is a very simple principle. If to build up or nourish relationship, it takes time.
那我们都知道这个道理，就是要把一个关系培养一个关系，最需要的就是什么？就是时间，要付出时间。
Maybe some of you have experienced seeing a boyfriend or girlfriend or in the past or maybe now.
各位，你们过去都交过男朋友、女朋友，或者你们现在正在这个热恋中。
The most important factor to keep that relationship become meaningful is you have to spend time with that person.
所以要联系这个关系的话，一个最重要的就是什么？你必须要付出时间跟精力来维持这个关系。
You need to spend time to talk or to phone that person.
你必须要花时间去跟这个人打电话或者跟这个人有交接。
Write a letter or email.
写个信啊，写个 email 啊。
Nowadays, it's Skype or Tweet.
So, 我们现在呢，就这个我这个发达的时代，就是所谓的在电视上可以看到对方，或者是可以用这个所谓的推特
or even a Facebook
social media. Okay, 或者是这个
Facebook.
大家都知道
That means you need to spend time with that person.
总而言之，你必须要花时间在这个人的身上。
If we stop at the last level, that means we only related, but there's no relationship.
如果我们只是说有点相交点，但是没有这个关系在。
And if we do spend time to nourish that, the relationship, then this level we call, you will become a rejoiceful Christian.
所以当你有这个交接点，又花时间去培养这个关系的话，你就会做，是一个所谓的喜乐的基督徒。
Because you find meaningful relationship between you and Jesus.
因为你在耶稣，你跟耶稣之间找到一个有意义的一个关系。
We don't want to, every time we come to Jesus, always say hi and then bye.
所以我们不要每次来到耶稣面前就是 hi, bye, 就这样子。
We need to spend time to nourish that meaningful and intimate relationship.
所以在这个 hi 跟 bye 之间，我们必须要有花时间要付出来培养这个关系。
But we try not to only stop at that level.
我们也不是就此打住哦。
Then the last one is,You somehow, Holy Spirit will give you the revelation.
所以，再进一步的话，就是你得到圣灵的启示，圣灵给你启示。
That means the Holy Spirit will use the Bible verses to talk to you directly.
就是说，圣灵会用圣经的经句来直接的跟你说话。
Then you start to understand what the guidance directly from the Holy Spirit.
这样你就会明白哦，圣灵要告诉你一些什么事情，要给你怎么样的指引。
Then this level we call spiritual Christian.
哦，这个层次的我们叫做属灵的基督徒。
Where are you now?
各位，你们是在哪一个层次呢
？If we don't cultivate that step by step, then we would not get to really benefit from your faith.
如果不能够一层一层的往上迈进的话，我们就得不到做基督徒的这个好处。
Maybe Christianity becomes a religion for you only.
所以所谓的基督变成一个宗教而已。
Actually, if that is a situation for you, you only familiar with the ritual or ceremony, and you follow those procedures, actually that is a religion.
所以你这一些年来说所追随的只是一些宗教的仪式、宗教的习惯等等的话，那个是就叫做所谓的宗教而已。
And there is no relationship.
因为你跟神没有直接的关系。
Of course, then there is no revelation.
所以你跟神没有关系，所以神对你就没有启示。
Then actually, that religion becomes a burden on your shoulder. It's very heavy and luxury.
所以这样的话，宗教变成一个很费力的一个负担在你身上。
You really don't enjoy with Jesus.
你跟神没有一个很喜悦的一个关系。
That means every time you go to Jesus, you always say, "Jesus, I need this. I got trouble. Help me, help me." And that's your faith journey.
所以你每次到耶稣面前，就是你遇到困难了，有问题了，要求神帮助的时候，才说：“哎呀，神啊，救我啊，神啊，帮我啊，神什么什么的。”这个的话，就是一个不是一个好。
Then you become troublemaker, and Jesus become trouble solver.
你就是所谓的有问题的人，耶稣就变成你那个解决问题的。
So that's why I encourage everyone. Every time I read the verse, you follow me. You also need to read it.And let His word, because through your mouth, then can keep in your heart for a long, long time.
所以这就为什么我们在讲到之前，牧师就会让我们一句一句的跟着念，就是你念的时候，把这个话能够进入你的心里。
Those 11 verses we have read and studied for 3 times already.
我们记不记得这个14章1到11节，我们已经念过三次了。
I'll try to show you something maybe related to you.
我会尝试的把一些跟你有关的东西指出来。
And if you would allow that fact or history from the Bible related to you, then you need to really keep an open mind.
所以当你把这个圣经里面的讲的东西能够跟你有关的时候，你必须要有一个开放的心胸，然后能够培养这样一个个别的关系。
That means from the verses we have read can be you.
所以你读的东西就变成你。
I knew some people when they get to like talking about Judah, they say, "No, that's nothing to do with me."
所以我们的很多人就是我当你到这个读到这个叛徒犹大的时候，我们就第一个反应说，哦，我不是这个叛徒，还好我不是。
Absolutely not to me.
哦，绝对不是我，绝对不是我。
Or maybe those Pharisees. No way. I would never become that kind of person.
读到法利赛人就说，哇，我永远不会像法利赛人这种虚伪、这么虚假的人，不是我，不是我。
You need to have a real open mind. It can be you.
我们必须要有个开放的心胸，你很可能就是你读到的。
But I don't mean that you have to force yourself to become that, any one of them. But you need to just open mind and let the word from the Bible touch your heart.
我不是说一定要强迫你自己把自己变成犹大或者变成法利赛人，但是你就是要给个开放的心胸，有可能你有犯同样的过错。
So let me go through these 11 verses, and then last time we talked about who are surrounding Jesus, the Lamb of the Passover.
所以这十个经节里面，我们就上次就讲到，耶稣在这个受难的时候，耶稣快要受难的时候，他旁边围的是哪些人？
Because now we come to Jesus, so now we surround Jesus.
因为我们现在已经来到，今天已经来到耶稣的面前了，是我们就是围绕着耶稣的人。
Because around Jesus, there are quite a different group of people, and we can be one of them.
我们知道耶稣身边围绕了各种各样的人，我们可能就其中一种哦。
The first one is despicably religious hypocrite.
第一种就是所谓的卑鄙污秽的宗教人士。
And second one is insensitively ignorant disciples.
第二个就是迟钝无知的门徒。
And the third one is repay love with hate.Traitor.
第三个是恩将仇报的叛徒。
And the fourth one, I try to put it like maximally devotional maid.
第四个是全然摆上的使女。
She grabbed the moment to serve Jesus.
她抓紧了时机来服侍主。
She paid costly price to serve Jesus.
她为服侍主付上了贵重的代价。
She made up her mind to serve Jesus.
他已经定义摆上要服侍主。
And she served to bless Jesus' heart.
他的服侍是用来能够对神有所祝福的。
And she served in the condition against the tide.
他的服侍的环境是一种逆境中的服侍。
So I kind of display all of these. Hopefully, some person that in the Bible relate to you.
所以我把这些人提出来，就是希望。这些人中间也许 有些人对你来说是有一个交接点在那边。
I cannot deny that I can be the traitor sometimes.
我没有办法否认，因为有时候我很可能就是犹大，是叛徒。
Maybe in the past, I can remember that among my peers in my work, I didn't want to let them know that I'm a Christian.
有可能在以往在我同事相处的时候，我有时候不想让他们知道我是基督徒。
Because under the circumstances, if I show or I present my Christian status, maybe offend them, maybe let them feel very uncomfortable.
因为有时候在这种情况之下，如果你把自己这个基督徒身份抬出来了，会让人觉得很不舒服，或者不方便。
Maybe at that moment, I myself related to Judah.
也许在那个时刻，我就跟犹大有一个交接点了。
At that moment, I betrayed Jesus.
因为在那个时刻，我等于是耶稣的一个叛徒。
Then maybe the point that I need to nourish that relationship, I need to spend time to get out from there.
所以也许我就需要能够付出时间来把那种关系里面能够脱身出来。
So what I have tried to describe all these group people, it's not something like not relate to us. Actually, some may relate to us. That's why God put in the Bible.
所以神在圣经里面提到这些事情都是跟我们有关的。所以这些人里面很可能跟我们都是有关的。
Until we read the Bible, then we notice at the scene of that time that we are one of them there. Then you start to see what Jesus look at you and how you relate to him.
所以当你在读的时候，如果你能把自己设身处地的摆在里面的话，你就会看到说，哦，我跟耶稣的关系是如何，我在这个圣经要对我讲些什么事情。
So today we'll try to start from here. What is your relationship with the Lamb of the Passover?
所以我们今天就来问一下，你跟逾越节羔羊是一个什么样的关系？
Somehow you need to find where is the relationship between you and Jesus.
所以我们必须要好好思想一下，我们跟神的关系到底是在哪一种关系。
The first one I point out here is the prophecy and destination.
第一种关系是所谓的预言与命定。
The verses we just read, actually at that time,Jesus entered Jerusalem.
So we read that passage. 就是讲到说是过两天是逾越节，所以耶稣是在过逾越节的时候进到这个圣城的。
And at that time, the chief priest, they talked to each other, say, "We shall not take Jesus because maybe there will be a riot."
那我们看到这个祭司长跟文士，他们想要用法子、用诡计抓耶稣，但是也说当过节的日子不可，唯恐百姓生乱。
Because they more concerned about the political situation.
因为他对于政治的情况，他们是比较关心的。
We knew the Passover is the time that Israel escaped from Egypt.
那我们知道逾越节主要是纪念这个他们出埃及这件事。
So Passover to Jews is an antitype, 预表。
所以说对犹太人说，逾越节是一种预表。
See, 365 days of a year.
我们知道一年有365日。
Only one day can be Passover.
就一天可以是逾越节的。
And John the Baptist claimed that when he saw Jesus came, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
So we know, 诗经约翰看到耶稣的时候说，看哪，神的羔羊。
So the Lamb of God need to be slaughtered at the Passover day, that exact day.
神的羔羊，这个逾越节的羔羊必须在逾越节那个当天是被杀的。
And we knew that.All the Jews from all over the world, they came to Jerusalem only three feasts.
那我们知道犹太人一年中有三个节期是一定要来耶路撒冷城的。
And one of them is Passover.
一个是逾越节。
So actually at that time, the Jerusalem was so crowded, many, many people came from abroad and back to Jerusalem.
那我们知道在那个逾越节的时候，这个整个的城市满了人，从外地来的各式各样的人。
You understand that when too many people gather, the officer or the authority, they are most concerned is if the peace secure, there should not be any riot.
那我们知道当一个城市里面塞满了这么多人的时候，他们这些这个长官之类的人，他们最担心的一个就是这个维安安全的问题。
At that time, actually, Israel was colonized by Roman Empire.
那么当时犹太巴勒斯坦地是罗马人的属地属国。
If the chief priests try to take Jesus and cause a riot, then Roman Empire will ask for responsibility from the chief priests. He cannot handle that.
那如果那个时候在这个节气时候生乱的话，这个政治的混暴动的时候，这些大祭司这些领导的话，就必须要对这个罗马政府要负责的。
So the discussion between chief priests, they say, "No, we shall not take that action today, Passover."
所以这些祭司长、文士、这些宗教领袖，他们决定说：“哦，不行，我们不能在这个过节的日子去逮捕他，因为会生乱的。”
And then we learn that.A year ago, Jesus already prophesied his death.
那我们知道一年以前耶稣已经预言了他的死了。
He prophesied precisely the location, that is Jerusalem.
因为他预言他这个受死的地方就是耶路撒冷城。
And the process, he will be persecuted by chief priests Pharisees and teacher of law.
然后他也是在这个祭司长文士这个 手下受苦。
And they will hand him over to Gentile, that means Roman Empire.
然后他们要把他交在外邦人，就是罗马人的手里。
And he will be crucified. He also prophesied about his death.
然后他预言说他要上十字架。
And that we learn from here is the chief priest said, "No, we don't want to do that Passover on the Passover."
那这里讲说这些祭司长他们这些人物，他们就说我们不要在这个过节的时候去逮捕他。
And from the Bible, we knew that Jesus was crucified on the Passover that exact day.
但是圣经告诉我们，耶稣就是在逾越节那个当天受死的，上十字架。
From the Bible, then we learn that once God prophesies, it will happen.
那我们就从圣经学到了，神说了以后就一定会实现。
So Jesus walked into the Jerusalem. He knew his destination.
So 当耶稣进入耶路撒冷城的时候，他知道他的这个他的命运。
Even though the chief priests didn't want to take that action.
即使这些祭司长他们不愿意这样做。
And this revealed to us his obedience, Jesus' obedience.
所以这就告诉我们耶稣他的顺服。
And secondly is we learn from the scripture he entered a person's house. His name is Simon.
那我们知道这里讲的说他耶稣他进了耶路撒冷城以后，哦，他到了一个长大麻风的西门家里坐席。
And that person was with leper.
那这个人是一个长大麻风的人。
At that time, if a person got leper, that means he need to claim unclean.
那我们知道，当时长了大麻风的人，远远就要喊说不洁净，不洁净。
If your neighbor got a SARS, would you go to visit that person?
如果你们的邻居得到萨斯病的话，你会去探访那些人吗？
Because leper is contagious, is antitype of sin inside of us.
所以这个大麻风病是一种就是预表在我们身上的罪。
And Jesus is holy, without sin.
但耶稣是圣洁的，没有罪的。
And he was checked, examined for 5 days by all those people, religious group people, and they couldn't find any fault from him.
然后一连这五天，就有一批一批的人，所谓宗教人士等等来查验他，看他有没有什么不对劲的地方。结果他们都找不出他的错。
So this means the Lamb of God is blameless, is pure, is perfect.
所以我们知道这个逾越节的羔羊是无瑕疵的。
So the Holy One, Jesus, he entered the house with leper.
那我们看到这个圣洁的无瑕疵的羔羊耶稣，他进到一个长大麻风人的家里。
You don't need to be a holy person not to go into a house with leper.
事实上，你不需要一个是很圣洁、很道德很高尚的人才不去一个麻风病人的家里。
Everybody will escape from there.
普通人也都会避免跟这些人有接触的。
Then you can start to see what the fact is there.And hopefully related to you.
So you 看到这样一个事实，耶稣圣洁的进入一个不圣洁人家里，你由这个事实看到跟你有没有一些相关的地方。
And this revealed to us his humiliation.
那这个就告诉我们说神的这个降卑。
Okay, the third one is unbelief and patience.
那第三个是不信与忍耐。
For those disciples.Jesus taught them more than three and a half years.
那耶稣三年半来一直在训练这些门徒。
He preached and scolded the sins.
他教导，他责备这些人的罪，过犯。
And he healed and cast out demons.
然后他这个把这个
一病赶鬼。
一病赶鬼。
And performed miracle and discipleship.
然后行使了奇迹以及门徒训练。
For 3.5 years, all those disciples, they watched by their raw eyes.
3年半以来，这些门徒亲眼目睹耶稣的所言所行。
But when Jesus talked about his burial, his death, they don't believe.
但是当耶稣一提到他的死他的埋葬的时候这些人就不相信
But the response for Jesus is he still keep the hope there He is with a lot of patience
但是耶稣还是维持他是还是非常有耐心的而且还是非常有盼望的
To deal with unbelieved people Could you imagine the parents if your children do not believe you whatever you said just don't believeYou were frustrated, right?
就像这个面对一些不信者，就好像父母面对孩子一样，你所说的每一句话，你的孩子都给你打一个叉叉的时候，你是不是觉得很，真的是很很难受 ？Yeah.
And for 3.5 years, they saw all the real miracle in front of their eyes, and they still couldn't believe what Jesus said about his death.
3.5年他们看了不少的耶稣所行的奇迹异事但是他们还是不相信耶稣的受死耶稣的埋葬
But Jesus keep the hope alive
但是耶稣对他们还是有盼望的
And the fourth one is Judas Everyone knew that Rebellion But with mercy from Jesus
第四种就是看到犹大的反叛就是悖逆与怜悯
When Jesus looked at Judas
当耶稣看着犹大的时候
This very person is going to hurt me
这个人就要卖我就要伤害我
Going to kill me
要把我送到死地
To end my life
让我死
He's a traitor
他是一个叛徒
But he still stayed with him He didn't cast him out
但是耶稣还是留他在身边没有把他赶走
As long as he keep him thereThere is a chance, the second opportunity provided for Judah.
只要耶稣还把他收在身边的时候，犹大就有机会能够悔改。
If you see that fact, nobody will give any chance for that kind of person, especially going to betray you.
我们看到这个事实，当一个人要背叛你的时候，不会有人给他一个机会的。
But once.Jesus determined to redeem you, he keep that hope alive.
但是当耶稣决定要救赎你的时候，这个他就会把这个盼望一直让他能够有盼望下去。
And the fifth is that woman.
第五个就是这一位妇女。
He broke that jar and poured all the perfume on his head.
他把这个很贵的这个真拿达香膏打破了，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
And all the disciples scorned at her.
有很多的门徒就很不高兴，责骂这个女人。
Even rebuke her harshly.
然后很不客气就骂这个女人。
Whatever she spent is from her. The disciple didn't contribute anything.
这个女人这个香膏是这个女人自己花钱买的门徒并没有花费一分一毛
Her faithfulness and kindness to Jesus
她的忠心她的良善
Jesus gave him an excellent reward
耶稣给她一个最高最好的奖赏
Even though she served humbly
她是这么谦卑的来侍奉我们的主
But Jesus noticed
但是耶稣看到了
AndHe gave her a reward saying, in the future, any place preaching the gospel need to talk about this woman.
耶稣给她奖赏就是普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音都要述说这个女人所做的以为纪念。
So that's a wonderful reward.
哇这是奖赏实在是太好了。
So I try to display all of this is hopefully there is...Maybe one or two related to you. And then you start from there to nourish that relationship. And then you and Jesus can keep a very intimate relationship.
所以我就尝试着把这些事实能够显示能够跟你们阐释出来。也许其中之一个就是你跟耶稣的关系。然后从那个关系上面你可以培养把这个关系能够培养。你跟神有一个很亲密的关系。
So, if you can see the whole picture here is that Lamb of Passover, he obeyed Father's will. No matter what, because already prophesied. It's already determined. He need to be slaughtered on the cross. So he just surrender and obedient to his father.
So we can see this picture. This is the Yuye节的羊. 他就是顺服至死，然后因为已经预言了，已经命定了，所以即使是要死，他耶稣也是顺服至死。
That give us hope.
这给我们一个希望啊。
That means he is going to save me, no matter what.
说他一定要救赎我，不管什么情况，他一定会要救赎我。
And also he is holy, but he is willing to go enter.That unclean Simon's house.
我们再看到另外一个图画，就是他是一个这么圣洁的，但是他进入一个不圣洁的、一个长大麻风的西门的家里去坐席。
Look at me.
看看我。
This is the house of Simon.
这就是西门的家，就在这里。
There is leper inside.
我的里面就有大麻风。
And this person is unclean.
我就是一个不洁的人。
But that Holy One, he is willing and he is determined to enter this one.
但是那位圣洁的主，他愿意进到我们心里，而且他是决定了，下了决心的是要进到我们里面。
With humiliation.
以这个很谦卑的来进到我们的心里。
And for those disciples, they are 3.5 years still unbelief.
这些门徒三年半来看了耶稣的所言所行，居然还是不信。
But Jesus still keep the hope alive.
但是耶稣对他们身上还是有希望、有盼望的。
I don't know whether we maybe in that status, Jesus, there's still certain portion I cannot believe.
我们也许在这个今天的境况，就是说，耶稣啊，有些事情我还是信不下去。
People said I'm stubborn, and I think myself stubborn too.
然后有人就说你怎么这么顽固？我也承认我的确是很顽固。
For many people say, well, give it up.
有些人就说：“哎呀，没希望了，这个人就放弃吧。”
But he still keep the hope alive for me.
但是耶稣对你是不会放弃的。
And for Judah.
我们再看着犹大。
He want to betray Jesus.
他要背叛耶稣。
For friendship, betray is a very serious issue.
我们对朋友的这个叛变是很严重的一个问题，背叛。
If we do want to betray a person, we will be very careful.
当我们决定要背叛一个人的话，我们是非常非常非常小心的。
We hope never been disclosed.
我们希望是永远不会被人家发现发觉。
But this Judah, Jesus knew that he is going to betray him.
但是犹大的情况是，耶稣根本就知道他会要背叛他。
But he respond with mercy.
但是耶稣的反应就是对他还是有怜悯的，有恩典的。
If I got into that situation, that I may have done or said something that against Jesus or deny Jesus.
我如果在那个情况之下呢，我很可能会说一些不好听，对耶稣说一些不好听的话。
From the relationship between Jesus and Judah, I know he still allowed me to turn my back to him.
所以由这个犹大与耶稣的关系之中，我们看到耶稣对我们还是要有所挽回的。
Because he going to redeem me, this sinner.
因为他要为我这个罪人有所救赎。
And then we look up that woman.
我们再看看这个妇人。
She served in a very low key.
因为他是一个采一个很低姿态的来侍奉主。
Maybe not many people pay attention to her.
也许平常人都没有注意到他。
Maybe what we have done, people did not appreciate at all.
也许我们做的事情并不是得到大家的注目或大家的赞赏。
But we intend to serve Jesus.
但是我们就是利益要去侍奉主。
I knew everything is worthy.
因为我知道到后来一切都是值得。
There will be an eternal reward for me.
最后会有这个永生的奖赏。
So this is very simple. You know, you and I, we can build up that relationship. That Jesus, for me, he surrendered himself, he humbled himself, and he always keep the hope for me.
所以由这些关系里面，我们就看到这些 对我们来说都是可以连接起来的关系。耶稣他 顺服，然后实现他的预言。耶稣他谦卑的进到一个不干净的人家里。耶稣对我们的不幸还是忍耐到底，对我们还有盼望。耶稣对他背叛的人还是有这个怜悯存挽回的心，然后耶稣对他忠心良善的人是有最大的奖赏。
Have I said that much?
I'm sorry.
See, if we
are... Before I forget, I want to make sure I get it all out there.
Okay. See, when we read only 11 verses, there is chief priest, the leper Simon, the disciple, and Judah, and that woman.
所以在这个十一节，你们看到有哪些人物呢？第一个是祭司长文士，第二个是这个西门家这个长大麻风的西门，一个是这个拿达香膏的女人，还有就是这个犹大
门徒，
还有犹大。
So maybe one of them can link to you.
也许这些人里面有你可以跟某一个类的人，你可以有些觉得哎，好像跟我有点关系哦。
Once it links, hold it there.
如果这个一当你一有这个关系，你找到这个关系的时候，你就把它维持住。
Cultivate and nourish from there.
然后把这个关系能够用花时间、花心思给它培养。
And if you do sincerely spend time and stay with that course, you will meet Jesus.
当你用心把这个关系维持不变的时候，你就会看到耶稣，见到耶稣的面。
And that relationship become alive.
那样的关系就是一个活的。
And you will rejoice for that.
你会从那里面发出你的欢呼，你的欢喜。
And then it's up to the Holy Spirit. Maybe some revelation will come to you.
然后圣灵就会对你有所启示。
And then you know how to follow Jesus.
然后你就知道怎么样能够去跟随耶稣。
Let us pray.
祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.